Although he is well over 6 feet tall, he projects a gentle and warm personality that communicates a genuine concern for his clients. I had mailed him a copy of my journal so that he would be well acquainted with my case when we met. I found that this saves a lot of effort when I want to tell my story to someone for the first time. After introductions and a cup of his hot coffee, Mr. Ault suggested that we get down to business. I brought a blank cassette tape and tape recorder with me and asked him to document our session. After we set up the equipment and tested recording, I laid down on his workbench, a wooden construct which stands waist high off the floor. It was comfortable enough. Mr. Ault then asked me to stare up at the ceiling where he had taped a card just inside my field of vision. On the card was written the word peace, and, after a minute or so of staring at it, my eyes were feeding little rivers of tears that ran down the sides of my face to the back of my neck. This technique evidently puts the subject into a low hypnotic state, making it that much easier for the hypnotherapist to deepen the trance later. Mr. Ault took me through a relaxation exercise that left my arms and legs feeling as if they were made of lead. My body seemed much heavier than usual, and I wondered if I would be able to move if I tried. But I didn't try. I didn't want to do anything that might upset the process. My purpose was to go into as deep a trance as possible, and I followed Mr. Ault's every suggestion in that regard. He then asked me to visualize a door, beyond which was a special room where I would be safe and secure. I couldn't seem to picture a room. The only thing I was able to see beyond the door was the color blue. At any rate, this blue space served as a place of safe refuge. An attempt to regress me to the night of April 15th didn't get very far. That was the night Catherine stayed overnight with me, and I felt at the time that we had been taken. I started feeling anxious and couldn't bring up any images from that evening. Mr. Ault then asked me to pick any other time I wanted to investigate and go there instead. I chose my grandparents' home in Oklahoma when I was a boy. At first, I had trouble picturing the interior of the house. I kept seeing the color blue. Slowly, after what seemed like several minutes, I saw the eyes. Big, black, almond-shaped eyes would rise out of the blue and stare at me briefly before fading away. The blue color did disappear eventually to reveal the living room in Oklahoma, where I had spent many of my happier childhood moments. I was viewing the scene as if I was detached from it, looking from up high and over someone's shoulder, when a group of little beings with big dark eyes swarmed through the front door and into the room. There were grown-ups there, Happy, Billy, and my mother, trying to stand between them and me, but to no avail. Within a second or two, we were completely surrounded by these little people. The scene quickly faded to blue. After a while, I could see the eyes again. Slowly, complete faces began to appear. Several of them were bent over, staring down at me. If I tried to stare back to get a better look at the details of their features, the image would fade away again, leaving just the blue background color. However, I found that if I closed my eyes tightly, the image would return and I could get another quick glimpse. When I looked up into their faces, I began to get emotional. It felt as if they could look right through me. I felt helpless and began to cry. At this point, Mr. Ault asked me if I had found out what I wanted to know. I replied that I wasn't sure, that I had conscious memories of some sort of commotion at the front door, and that the hypnotherapy had only given me glimpses of faces. At this point, Mr. Ault ended the session and brought me up out of the trance. Although during much of the session I wondered if I was in fact hypnotized, the way that I felt afterwards left me no doubt. As I opened my eyes and started to move, my body was very slow to respond. My mind felt spaced out, like I was on some kind of hallucinogenic drug. Even my visual sense was distorted. I felt detached from what I was seeing, as if I was looking through the eyes of someone else or watching a movie. These effects soon dissipated, leaving me feeling fully rested and alert. Mr. Ault explained that this was the way people typically reported feeling after hypnosis. I asked if there was any way to tell if the images I reported were in fact long-forgotten memories or the result of what I had recently read on the subject. In other words, was this real or just my imagination? He replied that in those cases of regressive hypnosis where the subject was reporting false memories, the images were almost never accompanied by any extreme emotion. The fact that I had gotten agitated and even started crying was a good indication to him that something real was being re-experienced. Now that I've confirmed this is actually happening, I can still scarcely believe it. It seems too fantastic to be true. I've known deep down in my gut that it was true, but there is still a part of me that is going to have trouble believing it. Wow. I have another session with Mr. Ault scheduled for next Friday. I'm going to stop here and take one more break. When I come back, I'll tell you about what I have scheduled for my next podcast. Again, another number by Cusco, this one titled Andes. Close Encounters is produced at Mutiny Radio, located at 21st Street and Florida in San Francisco. Besides hosting a wide variety of podcasts each week, Mutiny Radio serves the community as a venue for a host of entertainment and educational programs. Visit the website at mutinyradio.fm for a complete list of what's happening. While you're there, check out the other programs as well. There's no registration process, and you get free access to dozens of weekly podcasts, from comedy to news analysis to far-out stuff like Close Encounters with Chuck Weiss. It's all there at mutinyradio.fm. We also have a 40-seat performance space available for rent. So if you're a performer looking for a really cheap place to put on a show, contact our station director, Pam Benjamin, at Pam Sedai. That's PAMSEDAI, all one word, at hotmail.com. That about wraps it up for this edition of Close Encounters. If you'd like to comment about what you've heard, you can contact me through my website at abductedbyaliens.org. The next time we meet, I'll tell you about an aspect of the UFO phenomena that the ETs share with Majestic, the practice of real magic, the subject of which I'm something of an expert. Until then, look to the skies.
But I've heard all of that before, but I think that's really funny. These lyrics are taken from an essay written in 1997 by Mary Schmitz, a columnist with the Chicago Tribune. And then Baz Luhrmann, who is a film director, made an awesome video for it. It was on MTV once, maybe twice. And yeah, there's that song. It's great. I love it. A little cheesy. I'm sure you've all heard it before, but I thought it was a good way to end. So today's been fun. Great music. We listened to Akira Ishikawa, Count Buffalo, jazz and rock band. The song was called Sunrise. Before that was the really creepy one called Matter Suspiria Vision. The song was called And on the Seventh Day Pop Ate Itself. That band is fucking retarded. I don't know if you remember the first show I did, Heartbreak Radio, when I mentioned a boy getting me into witchcraft. Well, he showed me, he didn't get me into it because I'm not into it, but he tried to very, very hard and showed me that band, Matter Suspiria Vision, and they think they're a bunch of fucking German witches. Like, they really think that they are, and they make these goddamn ridiculous new age bullshit music videos that are so pretentiously stupid, but I figure we should play that because I like to just challenge you. So go check their stupid shit.
Another blow, a resignation, unrealized I do. Now in your hands, the book you borrowed, the hallway we first met, comes together in my head. When the picture's clear, you've left. Why did you come at all? It wasn't
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. The halls with boughs of holly follow. God rest ye merry.
From the happy hour, we're gonna do those three sets first, and then we're gonna get on to the showcase. So we're gonna get it started up right now with our three comedians, our hangovers from the happy hour. They drank so much at happy hour that they hung over, they stayed fast, they wanted to tell jokes, and I was like, fuck yeah, let's tell jokes. It's Friday night, it's 8 o'clock, let's tell jokes. We're not even gonna sing the song yet, we're just gonna get straight to the people. Our first comedian, he's not here, but he's gonna, I'm gonna get him outside, look at this. We're just getting the people from outside. Matthew Quirk, get Matthew Quirk from outside. Quirky, quirky, oh, from the potty. Oh no, he's in the potty, that's even better. I've always wanted someone to do a set from the bathroom. I thought that would be a lot of fun. Someone go in the bathroom and fart really loud during your next first comedian set of this first of the Pamtastics Comedy Clubhouse. Very funny guy. Put your hands together, everybody. It's Matthew Quirk.
All right. Thank you, San Francisco, and everybody out there in Mutiny Land. So, hey, it's great to be here, San Francisco, where you put the hip in hypocrisy. Oh, man, this room is packed. Oh, yeah, it's great to be here. I love this city. I love this city where a housing boom.
You're listening to Old Soul Radio, and I'm Professor Gable. Dolomite 12 is late. Big surprise. I am here waiting for him and our guests. Tonight we have a special show for you. Yeah, it's special. But for now, I'm gonna eat some tacos and play some music. So, for all those listening out there, thank you for tuning in. It's going to be a really special evening. Thank you.
Sound. myself. Come on.
sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Childlike your nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't. That's a fallacy. I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in disguise from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust. So not in muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now because you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind. That's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rounds so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future.
How's it going, folks? This is Dolomite 12. Popping up 22 minutes and 38 seconds late in this motherfucker. You already did? Cool. Apparently, Professor already introduced the show and stuff. I'm just popping in to say hi. Tonight, we have a very fun show with Antonio Banderas and... what does Backhead kind of look like? We got Ryan Gosling's half-Mexican brother, also known as Baghead, who we're going to be talking to tonight about some striking. To be more specific, some hunger striking. Food is not a thing that they will eat. Coming up very soon. Today actually marks the 11th day. Tomorrow We'll say it's midnight. It'll be the 12th day. Dolomite 12. 12th day of hunger strike for the Frisco Five. We just stopped by there on the way here to this radio show. Say what's up to Max and Equipto. If you are unaware of the Frisco Five, they are Equipto, Christina, Ike, Selassie, and my man Ed Lindo. Today is the first day of May, which means I went to church this morning. And at church, it was a little crazy. There was this one dude who was just dancing in the middle of the aisle. Like, there was no music going on. I guess he just really felt the word and just decided to dance in the middle of the aisle and just really just get down and start busting moves. Just stepped in the studio, young Gabe Zapata. Gabe Zapata has a new beat tape on the Old Soul Collective SoundCloud. It is Not Okay to Bite These Beats Part Motherfucking 2. And that shit slaps. Last night, it was kind of a surreal situation because Old Soul Radio took flight to another radio show called Got Raps, where instead of Professor and I getting interviewed, I mean, doing the interviews, we were getting interviewed.
Yeah.
How was that? That was I appreciate the show. Shouts out to Santa Cruz, all the homies out there, especially Zach for hooking that situation up. But that was a little weird, like, sitting in those chairs for me, I'd say. I felt like I wanted to ask questions, but it was, like, not my right to ask questions.
Yeah, I just was like, sup. That's how I felt.
How else did you feel?
I felt stoned.
Stoned. Yeah, we were pretty high.
And it was a really cool, like, studio. Like, they had way more vinyl there than we have here.
That's an understatement.
Like, a lot of vinyl. And they had, like, a waiting room. We don't have a waiting room. I mean, we do. But they had, like, I don't know. They had, like, a lot of, like, stuff that looked like a college bought it.
Yeah.
It did.
Like, hella equipment and stuff.
Yeah. It looked like the studio was like more of a station setup where like the host was like looking at you from the center, but you know that's like fine with me. I like our setup here too. But yeah, that was cool. Thanks, Got Raps.
Yeah, thank you, Got Raps. Shouts out to you.
We rapped hella.
Did.
On the show, Gabe was there. Gabe, you want to talk about it at all? Talking to that orange mic.
Bless you, Akil. The whole time I had ice cream leaking out of my butt.
Yeah.
And my mouth.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't curse on that radio show, dude. That was very disorienting.
Yeah, it was very PG on that radio show.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Fuck
that, though.
Fucking shit. Fuck.
Cock.
Let's fucking swear. Fuck.
Yes. Anytime you hear the word fuck yelled five times in a row, you know you're listening to Old Soul Radio.
Fuck.
Here in the back streets of the Mission, San Francisco, California. Home of the... of the fuck.
Home of the fuck!
The wild fuck animal.
Exactly. Once again tonight, we are here accompanied by an all-men cast here at Old Soul Radio. But next week is Mother's Day, which we'll be joining by. I still got to reassure that with my mom.
Haven't asked my mom yet either.
Yeah. But if you tuned in a couple weeks ago, we had our dads up here, Mr. Peter Gable, Mr. Mike Evans Sr. And hopefully next week we'll have Sheila Evans.
And Lisa Jakes.
Yee. It's going to be pretty lit. But right about now, we're about to kick it into some tunes for a second. When we're back, we're going to be joined by our two guests. Unless you guys want to start talking now, we could just hop into it.
I mean, just start talking now, because we're all here, and Mike was late as fuck.
So, it's true. Mike, everybody else wasn't here when I was.
Actually, let's kick some tunes for a second, because I need to check something real quick. This is Old Soul Radio.
Stay aside.
scooby doop scooby doop bop bop a dooby dooby doop doop dooby doop bop 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 bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop
bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop
I started playing music with this guy right here next to me, Satchmo. Satchmo Rosecock. with Loco Bloco, and I just continued. Now I have a band, and we're going to release an album.
What's your band called?
Soltron. Soltron in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bilingual band.
That's tight.
Yeah.
And you play?
I play drums, percussion.
And yes.
In the band, we got inspired by Wu-Tang, how they have like this very deep story to their band, somewhat of a mythology of their band.
Word.
And how, you know, everybody is like a character. We really love that. So we had that. We created our own story. Actually, the way we're releasing our album is by a comic book that has our mythology of how like the Soltron was created. And everybody has a superpower. So my superpower is the shapeshifter, because I play like 10 instruments in the band.
Damn, that's tight.
Yeah.
Do you play 10 instruments like while you're performing? Like, do you run around the stage and play different instruments?
Like, I usually just get in my little cave. I call it my little like my cubbyhole thing, and I just surround myself with drums, and then I just beat on them.
Sight. So it's like, that's kind of like what Satchel does.
Yeah, totally. And I even use electronic shit. Yeah. So we got the electronic vibe.
Dope. Do you guys ever like record music together? I know you played music together as children.
That's something I think I've talked about doing with like every person in this room right now. But we've never actually done it.
Yeah.
But
we made one beat together.
Oh, we did, but nah. But
it was cool.
We could do better.
It had a cool vibe.
Beat making is like, it's a hard crossover from live music, like not conceptually, like obviously I have the ideas in my mind, but just being able to transmit them through the computer, it gets a little frustrating because I can't just like, you know, music, you make the sound, you hear it in your mind, you say, okay, I'm gonna make it. The beat is like, you have to go and click some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that. when you're a musician, I feel like you have an idea and you make it. With me, I just kind of let this shit happen.
Yeah.
I find the sounds I like in a sample or whatnot. I take them, and then I arrange them just after fucking with them and whatnot. Sometimes I got a vision for what I'm going to do, and I let that happen. But, you know, on a day-to-day, I'm just going through hella songs until I find one I like. And then the drums I put in are either a sample or from a break, and that is on the spot, too, because you got to look around for the right drum break that goes to samples, or I'm using, like, machine drums and whatnot, and I got to fuck with the sound of them and whatnot and find which ones go together well. It's a lot different from live musicianship.
Yeah,
that's tight.
The creative process is different.
The
result is still sick with it.
I was gonna say, while we're on the topic of production, Gabe, do you want to say anything about what they're saying?
I would love to. On what? What's the question?
Just like, talk a little closer to the mic. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I make beats.
Uh-huh.
I play music.
Why?
Kind of alone in my room.
Why?
My garage. Why do I do this?
Yeah. I'm giving you much harder questions.
That's it, man. That's everything that I want to do right now.
Okay.
If I were to do something else, I would probably be thinking about making beats or sitting somewhere else, like on the drum set or like with the saxophone somewhere.
And
making like, love.
And so like, what about what they were saying about like how, you know, music is like, you know, you find a sound in your head and then you make it, whereas
like the crossover between live music and
computer
music.
Yeah.
It's really crazy cuz like you can definitely have an idea and start to like hypothetical, you know, kind of get this idea of what's going to happen before you kind of sit down and listen to a song that you're going to sample, or before you sit down on the drum and like start messing around and then create like a song from there. But sometimes you can have like a little hint of something you like, and then you'll jump forward a little bit, and then you kind of mess around with those ideas you get, and then you kind of build on something else, and then you jump forward with that. And like, I feel like that kind of process, that kind of growth that you go through in music, is the same throughout all like like electronic music or playing on the drum, like it's all based on ideas, and then those ideas will fuel more ideas. But like what you were saying, how it's difficult to transmit all of your ideas into computer music, for example, like that's where it just takes hella hours, you know, to learn the technique mm-hmm. of, like, yeah. similar to how you have to learn how to hit a drum the right way.
It's like basically learning a new instrument.
Yeah.
Like, you have to learn the ropes, it seems. Because I'm sure, you know, once you get the hang of it, you probably just get in and boop, boop, boop.
Exactly.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
I see producers, like, who know all the fucking shortcuts on the laptops yeah. and shit, and it makes
they
so
make
much
a beat
of a
in
difference.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it makes so it much goes. Of a difference of how, like, they, like, produce a track and shit. Like,
yeah.
you know, because it's like you're in a rhythm, like, pressing fucking. You know, F1 shift 6, you know what I'm saying? Like, they all, like, that's in their brain, just like you fucking hit drums.
Yeah. Like, I really don't think about what the
exactly.
fuck.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I don't have to think about it at all. I
yeah.
just kind of express myself.
Yeah.
But it takes, yeah, hours. 10,000 hours.
Does a certain
exactly.
Does a certain beat come out when you guys are, like, in a certain mood, or is it just, like, not really? Or does it have anything to do with it?
I can say that. Not beats, but making music, your like your mood and the music you make in that moment is hella. I think yeah, they're related. They're related.
I feel that way too. Like with making music, it's definitely how you are in the moment, and like it's about your headspace too. And you have to be like kind of in a positive mode where you're not like criticizing yourself for everything. You have to be flowy and like. Just be hella creative, and like creative is like more important than being like, you know, good at whatever you're trying to do, you know. It's kind of just about letting go. But like sometimes when you hear a certain sample, like if you listen to a song and it's like a really moody like classical song, then you might pull some strings and make this really like depressing thing, but like that's not really connected to the mood. It's more like just the song sounded that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where like you kind of have to have like kind of just open ears to like whatever samples you get will kind of just mold like whatever wherever you start from. It's kind of like a fungus. It just grows off of whatever you start growing on, and it just like grows into this whatever.
So it starts with like a headspace then, because it's like, so you guys just couldn't get like pressure. Like if I was like some fucking like exec or whatever, and I asked you guys to like make 10 beats today, those beats wouldn't be as good as if 10 beats you made naturally.
I don't think that's true. I think like Miles Davis, that fool went and recorded like hella songs. I forgot, but he recorded 4 albums in one night because he needed to get out of a record contract. And like, I think once you, like you were talking about doing, like once you do so many hours, like you just, I think part of, besides learning how to do your instrument, is learning how to just put yourself in that zone. You know what I mean? Like there's days when I'm like, nah, I don't want to play, but I have to, like I know I have to go to the gig. But then it ends up being a great gig just because you say, well, fuck it. I'm here. I have to do this anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make the most of this thing. Yeah. You know, because I'm not about doing half-assed music. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So you got to put your heart into it and whatever it is, and it kind of comes out.
I feel
as,
that,
as
too.
As a time, you know, as the show goes on, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize, you know.
I've heard Kai Lyons say that. Like, he was talking about, like...
MC Vanilla Face.
Oh shit,
Vanilla Face.
Hey, I got a verse on his album.
But he was talking about how he like forces himself to create even when he doesn't feel like he's in the mood to, just for the sake of like having that kind of angle at it.
Kai's one of the best musicians
yeah.
I know too.
Yeah, if he says it, like kind of, there's gotta be truth in it, cause he's raw.
Dope.
He's in Soultron too.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bass player.
That's what's up. I didn't know that.
White boy.
Let me ask you one more question. Like, Akil, do you ever, like, so in the band, like, do you ever, like, besides Soultron, like, do you write music, like, in the sense of, like, like, do you, like, create, like, are you, like, I'm going to make this song now? Or do you just, like, go on this corner and start playing
drums?
You know,
like... You saying in general?
In general, like, have you done that? Do you do that?
It's something that I'm trying to do.
Because, like, you know how, like, Satchel and Gabe will go in their room by themselves and be like, I'm going to make this, and then they make something.
To me, right now, shit, that's a hard one. I'll answer it. Like, the way I feel like I would take an approach to songwriting, I would need to.